So Huff will step up to the plate. Boo delivers the pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count on Nick Huff, the third baseman for North Putnam. Here's the pitch. That's called strike. 1-1 the count. It's my understanding the Cougars have defeated Turkey Run twice, and that's their two wins for the season with six losses. Called strike on the next pitch for Nick Huff. He's down with a 1-2 count with one down and nobody on here in the top of the first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's a ball. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch from Brigham Boo. That ball smashed right to Brigham Boo. He makes a nice catch. He had to move a little bit to make that catch, but there's two down. So now with Huff and Davies out, this will bring up second baseman Hayden Roods. So Roods takes his time. Now he steps up to the plate. Boo delivers the pitch. And that's a ball. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. This reminder that we're starting to upload our ball games to our website. You can go to WAMBradio.com for past broadcasts, and you can listen to those games whenever you want or download them if you're a parent of a player, for example. WAMBradio.com is our website. 1-2 the count with two down, nobody on, top of the first. Brigham Boo ready for the next pitch. Gets the sign, delivers the 1-2. That ball smashed back to Boo, should be an easy out. The throw to first base to Zinko, and that will end the North Putnam threat. Three up, three down here on the top of the first inning. And North Putnam did not score. The Northview Knights are coming up next on the Hearing Aid Warehouse Scoreboard from WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, my name is Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB. We're the home of timeless classics on the AM dial at 1130, now at 106.9 on the FM dial in Brazil, and at 99.FM in Terre Haute. Glad you found us, and we appreciate you tuning in for tonight's game. North Putnam, three up and three down to start their first part of the game. Now the Knights will be up next. They're going to lead off with shortstop Trey Shaw, followed by the center fielder Trey Tucker. Batting third, the second baseman Braden Tucker. And then batting fourth, the pitcher Brigham Boo. So again, no score. Bottom of the first inning. North Putnam comes to town with a 2-win, 6-loss record. Northview now with 5 wins, 4 losses. A program reminder that our next broadcast of Northview Spring Sports will come your way next Tuesday, a week from tonight. when Greencastle comes to town. Corey Clark will have that broadcast for you a week from tonight. We've got it scheduled for 5:30, 5:20 pregame, but you never know in spring sports exactly if those times will actually work out. So just tune in early, and you won't miss anything. Let's run through the defensive lineup for North Putnam. Lane Lucas is their pitcher tonight. Colton Thorson is the catcher. Jalen Berry at first. Hayden Rudes at second. Nick Huff at third. Kane Benge in shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Cole Shoemaker, Evan Davis, and Zach Culberson. A quick meeting at the mound with the Cougar infield. That meeting breaks up. They give some encouragement to their pitcher, Lane Lucas, and we are set to go as the breeze picks up just a bit here at Northview High School. The left-hander, Trey Shaw, steps up to the plate, and the first pitch to him is a ball, 1-0 the count. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Next pitch, that hit the dirt big time before it made it to home plate, so a tough pitch for Lane Lucas in the count 2-0. He's a right-hander. Next pitch, high and outside, 2-0 the count. Lucas is a senior for this Cougar baseball team. The next pitch, way inside, and that's ball four. So he'll take, or did he get hit, or was it ball four? It was ball four, all right. So he's Trey Shaw is on with the base on balls as the pitcher, Lane Lucas, really struggled with his first at-batter. Now this will bring up Trey Tucker, the center fielder. Here's the pitch. Runner going for second. They're going to let him go. The called strike, by the way, on the pitch. So you've got Trey Shaw moving from first to second on a stolen base. Owen won the count on Trey Tucker, the center fielder. Here's the pitch. That's high. One and one the count. The 1-1 pitch. That's high and inside. Meantime, Trey Shaw steals third, and the ball is thrown down to the third baseman, but it gets away from him, and Shaw will score, and the Northview Knights take a 1-0 lead. So that'll be an error against North Putnam. A quick infield meeting, and looks like the coach is going to join him. Coach Jeter trying to calm his pitcher down, Lane Lucas, who's really struggled already in this game. He's just, his pitches are not very fast, and they've been on the verge of being wild at times, so he's really struggling. We want to thank some of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible, and one of our sponsors includes the Hearing Aid Warehouse, helping you hear all the action with locations in Terre Haute and Brazil. Their Brazil office open tomorrow on Wednesdays. Give them a call. Marty Hobbs and family will take good care of your needs at the Hearing Aid Warehouse. Trey Tucker looking at a 2-1 count as play will resume. And again, a run coming home, an unearned run. That's a nice hit out to center field. That will drop for a base hit. So the Knights get their first hit of the night from Trey Tucker. And this will bring up his brother, Braden Tucker, the second baseman. Braden Tucker bats left-handed. Steps into the batter's box while Trey Tucker takes a lead at first. Here's the pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. That was a good pitch. Not a lot of power behind this pitcher at the moment. You don't see much speed, but he's trying to just get control of his pitches right now. And that next pitch, a swing and a miss. And the count is 0-2 for Braden Tucker, the Northview second baseman. A reminder that we are your home for Indiana Pacer action. Timeless 11:30, 106.9 and 99.5. Tune in tomorrow night for Pacer action as they take on the Cavaliers. The pitch and now a throw to second base. Not in time, and Trey Tucker steals second. And you can hear the track action taking place on the football and track field right next to the baseball field. So they've had a lot of activity in the past hour. 1-2 the count on Braden Tucker. That ball lying down the third base line, but it will go foul. So the count remains 1-2. So no outs, bottom of the first inning. The Knights have already scored one run. They have a runner at second base, nobody on the corners at first and third. The umpire will take a moment to clean off the home plate area. The crowd's starting to pick up here at the ballpark. Concession stand is open if you want to join us in person or be like the three cars that I'm seeing parked across the street just watching from a distance. That ball popped up, should be playable in shallow left field, and, oh, it's going to be caught in foul territory. Oh, no, he dropped it, didn't he? He did drop the ball, right? So that was a good effort by Cole Shoemaker. He had to go in foul territory, and it looked like he was going to be able to get the out, but he could not trap the ball in time, and it fell out of his glove, so missed opportunity again for North Putnam. 1-2 the count as Braden Tucker steps in again. Trey Tucker is on at second, takes the lead there. That ball popped up, and that's going to be over toward the football field and track field. And it just bounced right into the stands, so nobody hurt at least. So the count remains 1-2 on Trey Tucker. The next pitch. That ball smashed back toward the second baseman. Hayden Rudes is there. He'll make the throw to Jalen Berry for the out. So we'll score that 4-3. Meantime, Trey Tucker moves over to third base, so he's in a good position to score with only one down here in the bottom of the first. This will bring up Brigham Boo, the pitcher for the Knights. As we mentioned earlier, signed with Olney Central yesterday. Or earlier this week to play baseball at that junior college. And they've always had a good ball team down at Olney Central as well. So that'll be a good opportunity for Brigham. That first pitch was a ball, I believe. One down. That ball smashed down to the third baseman. It'll get past both the third baseman and the shortstop for a hit. Another run will score as Trey Tucker. We'll give the Knights their second run of the day. Brigham Boo gives the Knights their second hit of the day, and Northview takes a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first with only one out. This will bring up Gavin Morris, the third baseman. So Gavin Morris will step up to the plate. And again, you've got Brigham Boo on at first. Nobody on at second and third right now. And he got a piece of it for a foul ball. The count is 0-1. Again, defensively for North Putnam, Lane Lucas is the pitcher. Colton Thorson, the catcher. Jalen Berry at first. Hayden Rudes at second. Nick Huff at third. Kane Binge at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Cole Shoemaker, Evan Davis, and Zach Culberson. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ball, and the count 1-1. Boo takes a little bit of a lead at first. And actually, the pinch runner is going to go for it. That's Johnson, and that'll be an easy steal to second. And I want to make sure I give credit to Parker Johnson, a sophomore, as the pinch runner right now for Northview. That ball smashed down between third and short. That's going to be in the same area as the last hit. And that'll be a hit for Gavin Morris. Johnson will move to third on behalf of Brigham Boo. And now the Knights have runners on the corners with only one down and a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. So three hits in this inning now for the Knights. Andrew Osborne, the designated hitter, will bat next for Northview with runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. High and inside, ball one. So Andrew Osborne, the DH for Braden Nevins, the right fielder today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Sounds like the track action next to us is actually a Clay Middle School, North Clay Middle School track meet today. 1-1 the count with only one down as runners on the corners take their leads. And that's a ball, 2-1 the count. So a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. That's low, and that's going to get away from the catcher. There's just nothing he could do about that one on a bad pitch. And Johnson will come to score, and the Knights take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. So Gavin Morris will move over to third. Tell you what, if the Knights can continue this trend, we might have a 5-inning game tonight. And that would be okay by me and my friend Dennis back at the radio center. Osborne steps in. That ball popped up. Could be playable in foul territory. The catcher going after it. Did he drop it or did he get it? Did he get it? He did not get it. So a good effort by Colton Thorson, but he could not get it in time. He had to run all the way to the fence to the left of me, but kind of a blind spot, so couldn't tell if he had it or not. So the count now full on Andrew Osborne. A runner at third. That's Gavin Morris. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. Count remains full at 3-2. Again, don't forget our next broadcast a week from tonight when the Greencastle Tiger Cubs come to town. Corey Clark will have that broadcast for you next Tuesday at around 5:20 here on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5. That ball's going to get past the catcher as well, but it looks like they're going to keep Gavin Morris at third. And this pitcher is really struggling to control the baseball consistently from the mound. Couple of errors, I think, this inning so far, would you say? I think we've had two. And there may be a pitching change, it looks like, and I'm not surprised. The coach has seen enough. So he's going to make a pitching change as Lane Lucas, I believe, is going to come out of the game. Going to confirm that here. He's talking. Well, maybe not. He's talking to him. I thought it was obvious he was going to make a change, but maybe he's going to stay with him one more time or not. So, again, a brief break in the action. The Knights have scored three times here in their opening first inning on a couple of North Putnam errors. And so far, the Knights have picked up a total of three hits in this inning. I think he may, well, I don't want to speculate anything at this point. Coach Trout now joins the conversation with the two umpires, and they're starting to find out, you know, what are you guys going to do for sure? So he is going to make a change, isn't he? Okay, so we do have a break in the action. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard at the end of one, I want to double check that. Yeah, Lane Lucas has definitely left. This is going to bring up... Is that number 18, Kane Binge? So Binge now at the shortstop position is going to move into the pitcher's position. And Lane Lucas, I'm guessing, is going to leave the game. And now I see a number, let's see, we got, who's at shortstop? Can you tell the number at shortstop, guys? 32. That's so Hayden Rudes is going to go to short, huh? Yeah, they're really going to make this hard on me. So let's see, Rudes goes to... So Hayden Rudes will go to short. I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back to the field. Bottom of the first, Knights lead 3-0. Pitching change underway for North Putnam. Back with more after this timeout.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Dylan Zemko will bat now for the Northview Knights as play resumes, and the first pitch to him is a strike. We had a pitching change for North Putnam as Lane Lucas has been taken out of the game and replaced by Kane Benz, the shortstop. Hayden Rudes moves from second to short, and Colton Clifford, who was the DH now, takes Rudes' spot at second. That next pitch is a strike, and the count is 0-2 with one down here in the bottom of the first. Northview has a runner at first, a runner at third, nobody at second. One down here in the bottom of the third is North Putnam really struggling right now against the Knights. Benj delivers the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and they get their first strikeout of the night. So Zinko will head back to the dugout, but meantime, Osborne will move over to second, Morris at third. Brevin Harper, the left fielder, will bat now for Northview. A big hit right now would make it a 5-0 game in a hurry. Here's the pitch. That's high and inside, ball one. Runners take their leads at second and third. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Count 1-1. Tonight's game of service, a French funeral home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion. A 1-1 count with two down. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Kane Benj trying to calm the Knights down here in the first inning as they're ready to explode here if they can connect with this hit. That ball popped up out of play. So the count remains 1-2. So two down, one ball, two strikes. Runners at third and second. Nobody at first. Two down. Brevin Harper is your batter. Here's the pitch. That's low. 2-2 the count. Harper is the left fielder for the Knights. Now the 2-2 pitch. Nice hard hit ball out to left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And the Knights will score one run, two runs, and the Knights take a 5-0 lead. So a big hit for Harper. That'll be the fourth of the inning for the Knights. And the hit parade continues for your Northview Knights tonight on this Tuesday night against North Putnam. This will bring up Corbin Allen, the catcher for the Knights. This will be the ninth batter of the game so far in this first inning for Northview. So they'll get through the entire order. That ball popped up, but this should wrap it up. The shortstop, Hayden Rudes, is calling for it. He'll make the grab, and that ends the Northview threat. But it was a very good inning for Northview. They picked up 5 runs on 4 hits. They had, do we call it 1 or 2 errors? Okay, we're only going to call it 1 error. I had 2, but I'm going to go with the scorekeeper on this one. And after 1 inning of baseball here at Northview High School, it's Northview 5, North Putnam nothing on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
One of the best things about sports is that unexpected surprise performance, that big play from a rookie or free agent. And that's what's great about Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. You know about our wings, but the surprise is all of our Etc. Sandwiches, wraps, quesadillas, salads, subs, seafood, amazing appetizers, and awesome daily specials. Sure, you love our award-winning wings. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great time.
Wings Etc. Brazil, proud sponsor of Clay County Sports. Bring your ticket stub after a local game for 10% off a food purchase.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the second inning where Northview takes a big 5-0 lead against the North Putnam Cougars. Due up next for the Cougars will be catcher Colton Thorson, and then it'll be Kane Binge, who became the pitcher in that first inning, followed by left fielder Cole Shoemaker. Well, a correction, excuse me. 23 will be our batter now in this position. Let's see. Oh, I got it right. Colton Thorson, that's correct. First pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. See, North Putnam, this is only their fourth batter, as it was 3-up, 3-down in the first inning. There's a called strike. 1-1 the count. So a ball and a strike with no outs here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. That's a hard hit ball back to the pitcher. Brigham Boo makes the throw to Dylan Zinko at first base, and that's one down. So score it 1-3 if you're keeping track at home or wherever you may be on this Tuesday. This will bring up Kane Binge, and he is the pitcher. So Benj will step in. And the first pitch, a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch from Brigham Boo. That's a called strike. Defensively for the Knights, Brigham Boo on the mound, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zinko at first, Braden Tucker at second, Gavin Morris at third, and Trey Shaw at short as Boo delivers the next pitch. And that's a ball. 2-1 the count. Brevin Harper is in left field, Trey Tucker in center, and Brayton Evans in right field. The 2-1 pitch from Brigham Boo. Swing and a miss. A little late swing on that one for a 2-2 count. Two and two the count. Here's the next pitch. Nice hard hit ball to center field. That'll be the first base hit of the night now for North Putnam. So they'll try to get something going here. And this will bring up Cole Shoemaker, the left fielder. So a big hit for Kane Binge, who moved from shortstop to the pitcher's mound here in this first inning. We're in the first. Now we're in the second, of course. Top of the second with one down, a runner on, and a 5-0 Northview lead. Brigham Boo delivers the pitch. A swing and a miss for strike one. So an 0-1 count. And the 0-1 pitch from Brigham Boo. And instead, he'll make a throw to first. The runner is safe as Kane Binge hit the dirt. Tonight's game, a service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. 0-1 the count. The pitch from Boo. Got a piece of it for a foul ball. Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI-TV10. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. WTHI-TV10 is proud to support your local community. So an 0-2 count on Cole Shoemaker, the left fielder for North Putnam. North Putnam trailing Northview 5-0. We're in the top of the second as the Knights got five big runs in that first inning on four hits and one North Putnam error. The 0-2 pitch, called strike, caught him looking for the out. So that'll be the first strikeout of the night for Brigham Boo. Jalen Berry, the first baseman, will bat next for the Cougars. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit ball. That's going to be trouble. That's a base hit. And it's going to be the second hit of the night for North Putnam. And you know exactly where that ball was hit. It was in a tough spot for Dylan Zinko because the runner was kind of in the way as the ball was headed toward that general vicinity of first base, and there really wasn't anything Zinko could do to stop it.
Next up, number four, Colton Clifford.
Colton Clifford, who started the game as the DH, but he's now the second baseman. Some encouragement from his coach as they have a private meeting down the third baseline. So Clifford with two down, runners at first and second, North Putnam trailing your Knights 5-0, but trying to get something going here in the top half of their second inning. Boo checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch, nice fast pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. Runners take their leads. Boo delivers the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. So a strikeout for Brigham Boo would be big for the Knights right now to end this North Putnam threat here in the second. The next pitch. Called strike. Caught him looking as Boo got his second strikeout of the game, and that will end the North Putnam threat. So, for the Cougars, no runs, two hits, no errors. They did leave two on. We played 1.5 innings of baseball here at Northview High School. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 5, North Putnam nothing. Back with more.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse of Brazil would like to welcome you to experience the difference in quality hearing. Local Brazil residents, Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin, are dedicated to providing our community with exceptional service and pricing on the latest hearing technology. Serving the Wabash Valley for 20 years, they're proud to offer the same great services for the last 5 years at their office at 101 West National Avenue in Brazil. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse at 812-420-2326 to receive your free hearing exam. Start your journey today because life can sound so sweet.
Listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on WAMB, 1130 AM, 106.9 now in Brazil, and 99.5 in Terre Haute, home for timeless classics, CBS News on the hour every hour, local news each and every morning at the top of the hour with Frank Rush, and of course you're home for Indiana Pacer action. Timeless 11:30. A quick meeting at the mound amongst the Cougars. And now we're set for action. Northview saw all nine of its batters step up to the plate in the first, so we'll go back to the top of the lineup with Trey Shaw. He got on with a walk in the first and scored the pitch inside for a ball. The 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch from Kane Binge. That ball popped up out of play. Defensively for North Putnam, I've got Kane Binge on the mound, Colton Thorson, the catcher, Jalen Berry at first, Colton Clifford at second, Nick Huff at third, Hayden Rudes at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Cole Shoemaker, Evan Davis, and Zach Culberson. Next pitch, he got a piece of it for a foul ball. Count at 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Northview's Trey Shaw. Here's the pitch. Nice smash back to the second baseman as Colton Clifford scoops it up, makes the throw to first base to Jalen Berry for the out. So we'll score that 4-3 as Trey Shaw will head back to the Northview dugout. And now this will bring up Trey Tucker, the center fielder. He got a single in the first, and he scored in the first. Tucker steps up to the plate. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that's a ball, 1-0 the count. So one down, we're in the bottom of the second. If you just joined us, Northview has scored five times in the first inning to take a 5-0 lead. That pitch is high, 2-0 the count. The 2-0 pitch, that ball popped up out of play. So a 2-1 count. That ball popped up, going back toward the shallow right field area, and they cannot catch it in time, so that's going to be, oh, wait a minute. What did they just, so okay, so he's on the bag, right? Yeah, so Tucker is on, and this will bring up Braden Tucker. So we'll give that a hit, right? On the inside corner for a called strike. Braden, by the way, is 0-1 tonight. He got tossed out by the second baseman in the first inning. So nobody on at third and second. You've got Trey Tucker on at first. Here comes the pitch from Kane Binge. Outside corner, they're going to have to throw the ball quickly to second, and oh, they got the out. They were able to throw Trey Tucker out at second base, and North Putnam has picked up their second out of the inning. And it didn't look very good, as it looked like it was a nice throw from the catcher, Colton Thorson. It looked like that might be trouble for the Knights. The 1-1 pitch, called strike on the inside corner. So the count now 1-2 on Braden Tucker. Here comes the next pitch. Oh, high and inside, 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch set to go with two down, nobody on for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit ball to center field. That'll be a base hit for Braden Tucker. Nice hit by Braden. Second of the inning. That'll be the sixth hit of the night for Northview. Brigham Boo, the pitcher, will bat next for Northview. Boo got on with a single in the first, and he did score. So with two down, nobody at second and third, here comes the pitch. Oh, it hit him. So Boo is hit with a pitch. So now he'll go to first. Tucker will go to second. And now the inning continues with Gavin Morris, the third baseman for the Knights.
Next up, number 27, Gavin Morris.
Gavin got a single in the first, and he also scored one of those first five runs for Northview. Tell you what, Gavin, home run would work right now quite nicely. Benz checks the runner at second, delivers the pitch. That's a called strike. 0-1 the count. Runners take their leads at first and second. Nobody at third with two down here in the top, bottom of the second. Hard hit ball to left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Rounding third is Braden Tucker. He'll score, and the Knights take a 6-0 lead. So the hit parade continues for Northview, their seventh of the night. And now this will bring up Andrew Osborne. Osborne also got on with a single on the first, and he scored. That's a called strike. We do have a pinch runner, by the way, for Brigham Boo. Parker Johnson, the sophomore, is the pinch runner for the Knights at second. Gavin Morris running for himself at first. Nobody at third, two down. Nice hit out towards shallow right field. Second baseman tried to jump and grab it, but he could not. Another run will score as Johnson will score for Brigham Boo, and the Knights have taken a 7-0 lead. So now Morris moves over to second. So Andrew Osborne got the hit. Four hits in this inning already. Dylan Zinko struck out, caught looking in the first, so he'll have a chance to redeem himself perhaps. A hit would be perfect right now with a 7-0 lead. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, 0-1 the count. I think I've given the Knights one too many hits. So they've got four, that's right, four, eight hits. Okay, that's right. That pitch, a ball, 1-1 the count. So, yeah, the Knights have eight hits in the game, seven runs, runners at first and second, two down. North Putts had one error so far tonight. On the inside corner for a called strike, 1-2 the count. Gavin Morris at second, Andrew Osborne at first. Dylan Zinko trying to bring him around. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it. That ball's going to roll down the third base line, but they're going to call it foul, just barely. Again, our next Northview broadcast comes your way a week from tonight when the Greencastle Tiger Cubs come to town. That's scheduled to be a 5:30 start. If everything goes as planned, we'll be on the air at 5:20 with Corey Clark next Tuesday night here on Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 WAMB. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's high, and a good job by the catcher, Colton Thorson, for jumping up quickly and making the catch. Thorson takes a quick moment to walk out to the mound and encourage his pitcher, Kane Binge, and perhaps clarify some signal making behind home plate. Runners take their leads at first and second with nobody on third. Two down. We're in the bottom of the second. There's a line drive down third. That's going to bring another run home, and the Knights take an 8-0 lead. So Gavin Morris will score. And another hit for Northview as Zinko gets his first hit of the night. Osborne moves over to second. A five-hit inning so far for Northview here in the second. That ball popped up. That should be playable. The first baseman, Jalen Berry, calling for it near the dugout. He'll make the grab, and that will end the Northview threat. But another good inning for the Northview Knights, as they did pick up a total of 3 runs. There were 5 Northview hits, no errors, and we did leave 2 on. We've played 2 innings of baseball here at Northview High School, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview leads North Putnam 8-0. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad to have you tuned in on this Tuesday evening. Northview has an 8-0 lead after 2 innings of play. And now this will bring up Zach Culberson, the right fielder for North Putnam. So this is the first time we've seen Culberson tonight. And that's a called strike. Here comes the next pitch. 1-1 the count. I don't understand how we skipped this guy, because I had him. You see what I'm. That's what's throwing me off. 1-1 the count. Because I showed in the previous inning, Barry and Shoemaker were both caught looking, and then you had Thorson thrown out by the pitcher. So I'm trying to figure out, why did we skip this one? What was it? Barry had a single, and I must have recorded it wrong. I got a correction to make on my score sheet then. So you're right. I put the K in the wrong place, so that's my fault. And he just struck him out. So Culberson goes down with a strike. So now we go to the top of the order for North Putnam, and this will bring up Evan Davis. Or Evan Davies. Davies is the center fielder for North Putnam. You know, when you get old like me, you have to put everything in its proper spot. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch. Thought about swinging, kind of a partial swing. They're going to call it a ball. 1-0, or 1-1. Oh, that was a strike. 1-1 the count. Okay. The 1-1 pitch. Low and inside. Oh, but low across the inside part of the plate, I should say, on the corner for a strike. So the count, 1-2 with 1 down. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Let's run through that defensive lineup now for the Northview Knights. Brigham Boo is your pitcher. Corbin Allen, the catcher. Dylan Zentko at first. Braden Tucker at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Brevin Harper, Trey Tucker, and Braden Evans. The 1-2 pitch from Brigham Boo, and he got a piece of it for a foul. So the count remains 1-2. There's one down here in the top of the third for North Putnam. An 8-0 lead for your Northview Knights. The 1-2 pitch. That ball smashed back toward Boo. He can't stop it. It goes to the second baseman, who will make the throw to first in time. So Braden Tucker to Dylan Zinko for the out. And North Putnam now with two down. Boo went after it, but it was a hard hit ball and made its way back to Braden Tucker at second. And he made the throw to first in time for the out. Nick Huff will bat next for North Putnam. He's the third baseman for the Cougars. Popped up to the pitcher the first time he batted in the first. And the first pitch to him is a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Low, 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Brigham Boo. That's a foul ball toward the Cougar dugout. We mentioned the Greencastle game next Tuesday. Next week, we're going to actually have two games for you. Tuesday, May 1st, Greencastle comes to town. And Thursday, May 3rd, Plainfield comes to town as Boo delivers a strike, and that will end the threat. So in the inning for North Putnam, three up, three down. We played 2.5. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it is 8-0 in favor of Northview. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orkert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. Glad that you're tuning in tonight for tonight's Northview game as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Northview with a big 8-0 lead. And let's see if they can continue this hit parade tonight. Corbin Allen, who is 0-for-1 tonight, he popped up to the shortstop in the first inning. He'll get a chance to add to the amount of hits we've had so far. 9 so far in this game tonight for the Knights. And they've scored 8 times, and North Putnam has committed 1 error. So Allen will step in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The 0-1 pitch on the way. High and inside. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, no outs here in the bottom of the third. Got a piece of it. Count 1-2. We've been able to keep the rain away so far, which is a good thing. 57 degrees currently in Brazil. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. So Corbin Allen goes down swinging, And now we'll go to the top of the Northview order with shortstop Trey Shaw. So Trey Shaw will step up to the plate. And that first pitch, a ball, 1-0 the count. Shaw, a left-hander. That's a hard hit ball down to the shortstop. He'll make a nice toss to first base in time for the out. So Hayden Rudes made the throw to Jalen Berry. So you can score that 6-3. And there's two down for Northview here in the third. Trey Tucker will bat next for the Knights. He's gotten two hits already tonight, and he scored in the first, but as he tried to steal second in the last inning, he got thrown out. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The 1-0 pitch, that's a foul ball. So 1-1, the count remains with two down here in the bottom of the third. The Knights with 8 runs on 9 hits and no errors. North Putnam, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. That ball popped up. It's going to go back toward the foul territory area down the first baseline. So the count 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, inside for a ball, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Nobody on right now for the Knights. That pitch is high, full count now on Trey Tucker. Northview had such big first two innings, but now this one's been non-eventful. That's a ball. So on the payoff pitch, they walk Trey Tucker. So with Tucker on at first, this will bring up his brother Braden Tucker, the second baseman. So we'll see if Northview can get this third inning going despite two outs. The pitch, outside corner for a called strike. Oh, on the count. Runner takes the lead at first. Nobody at second and third. Here's the pitch. That's low. That's going to get away from the catcher, so that's going to be an easy base to steal for one Trey Tucker, as he'll be at second now, and nobody on the corners for Northview. Take this time to remind you that one of our sponsors is Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. One and one the count on Braden Tucker. He steps out of the box for just a moment, and now he steps back in. Here comes the pitch. That's a foul ball. 1-2 the count. Tonight's game also brought to you by Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. I've already threatened Benjamin Goshen. I may put him on the radio before this broadcast is over, and he may share with me his injury that he's been hobbling around on with his crutches, building up some arm muscle, is the positive, right, Benjamin? He's up here with his dad in the scorer's bench. 2-2 the count. So again, two down, a 2-2 count. We're in the bottom of the third. Northview's got a runner at second. Nobody on the corners. So Braden Tucker, who got a hit in the second and scored, thrown out by the second baseman in the first. The 2-2 pitch. That ball popped up, should be playable out in the outfield. Center fielder going after it. That is Evan Davis. He'll make the grab, and that will end the Northview threat. So no runs, and there were no Northview hits, no errors. We left one on. We've played three innings of baseball here at Northview High School, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 8, North Putnam nothing. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
When it comes to wings, everyone knows size does matter. And no one knows it better than Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Wings Etc. has the biggest, meatiest, award-winning jumbo wings in town. If you love wings and a whole menu of great food and drink options and tons of flat screens tuned into sports, we've got you covered. And now, when you can't eat here, order online for pickup at togo.wingsetc.com. Wings Etc. Grill and Pub. Good food, great times. Come see us today.
Wings Etc. Brazil. Bring your ticket stub after a local game and receive 10% off food purchase.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks, where Northview leads North Putnam 8-0, and Coach Trout has decided to really shake up his lineup. So we'll catch you up with the defensive lineup here in just a moment as shortstop Hayden Rudes will bat now for North Putnam. He's 0-for-1 as he got thrown out by Boo in the first. Here's the pitch. As Zinthko is on the mound, by the way, and the first pitch, that's a strike, 0-1 the count. So a lot of changes on the Northview lineup. We'll pass them along here in just a moment. Swing and a miss for strike two. So an 0-2 count to Hayden Rudes of North Putnam. Here's the pitch. That was low and inside, 1-2 the count. So an 8-0 lead for Northview as we go to the top of the fourth. And a lot of changes in the lineup for Northview. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball line third, that's going to be fair. That's a nice hit. So that's going to be a double for Hayden Rudes. That's the first double for North Putnam tonight. I think the first double for either team, matter of fact. Thanks so much. Okay, so now we're going to run down the defensive lineup here in just a moment. Colton Thorson is the catcher. He'll bat next for North Putnam. Dylan Zinthko is on the mound. Keegan Garrison is your catcher. Dylan, is that Dylan Bohr? Okay, at first. Caleb Farkas at second. Cole Pierce at third. Caleb Swearingen, the shortstop. And the count right now at 1-0. In the outfield, Caleb Romke at left field. Tyler Timberman in center field. And Parker Johnson in right field. So next pitch is low, 2-0. So Craig Trout deciding to give these additional players some playing time, and why not? Not a bad decision when your team's up 8-0. A chance to give more playing time to some of these kids who don't always get to play a lot of time. Inside corner for a called strike and the count 2-1. Runner takes the lead at second. Zinthko delivers the pitch and a swing and a miss, and the count is even at 2-2. The 2-2 count. Zinko delivers the pitch. That's inside for a ball. The count full. Runner going to go for third. They're going to make a throw at him, but boy, that wasn't the best decision. But luckily enough for us, the runner is going to stay right there. But I think he could have made it. So not sure that was the right call by Coach Jeter, but that's what they ended up with. So Hayden Rudes stays on third. Colton Thorson, your batter, with a full count. North Putnam trying to bring in their first run of the day. The payoff pitch from Zentko. Foul ball. Count remains 3-2. Runner at third, nobody at first and second, and there's no outs here in the top of the fourth. Zentko takes a sign. The payoff pitch. Got a piece of it. No, he struck him out. I thought for a second he got touched the bat, but he did not. So that's a good one. A strikeout for Thorson, or a strikeout against Thorson, and now there's one down. Kane Benge will bat next. He's the pitcher. Top of the fourth, 8-0 score, Northview on top. Cougars threatening the score. They've got a runner at third. And that first pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. Zentko shakes off one sign, takes it, checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. So one down, an 0-2 count, top of the fourth, 8-0 lead for the Knights. Kane Benge, the batter. Here's the pitch. That's high. 1-2 the count. A ball and two strikes. Zentko, the left-hander, gets ready for the windup and delivers the 1-2. Hard hit ball down to the first baseman. That got away from Dylan Bohr. A run will score, and North Putnam's on the board. An 8-1 score, and are we going to... we're going to have to make a decision. Was that an error or a hit? What do you think? It was an error. E3. So we're going to call that an E3. So both teams now have an error apiece. This will bring up Cole Shoemaker, the left fielder. Nobody at second and third, and only one down here in the top half of the fourth. A throw back at first. The runner is there in time. Defensively for Northview, Dylan Zentko on the mound. Keegan Garrison, the catcher. Dylan Bohr at first. Caleb Farkas at second. Cole Pierce at third. Caleb Swearingen at short. Swing and a miss on the next pitch. 0-1 the count. Cade Romke is out in left field. Tyler Timberman in center field. And Parker Johnson is in right field. That's your Northview defensive lineup. The 0-1 pitch ready to go from Zentko. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. It'll be a big strikeout if he can pull it off right here. Zentko, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. So with two down, this will bring up Jalen Berry, the first baseman. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Sonic Drive-In. They have two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Sonic Drive-In, a proud sponsor of WAMB Sports. Here's the pitch. And that's low on Jalen Berry, the first baseman. Tonight's game also brought to you by Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. 1-1. Or 1-2. No, 1-1, I think. Here comes the next pitch. Got a piece of it. Count 1-2. For sure. We help each other up on the scorer's bench because we're kind of shorthanded. We don't have extra eyes and ears. 1-2 the count. Runner takes the lead at first. Zenko delivers the pitch. Inside, evens the count at 2-2. Ooh, that was close. We're watching Benjamin Goshen with his problem he's got with his knee right now, and those crutches almost took him down. Swing and a miss on the next pitch, and that's a strikeout, and that ends the North Putnam threat. But in the inning, they did get a run on a big double by Hayden Rudes. There was one Northview error, and let's see. Did they leave anybody on? They did not. Or one. They did leave someone on. So, at the end of 3.5 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview leads North Putnam 8-1. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Lorenz Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning where Northview leads North Putnam by a score of 8-1. And we'll have to pay close attention since we've had so many changes. So Cole Pierce, so did he enter in the boo spot? Okay, so Cole Pierce, we're going to add him to my score sheet right now. And he'll step up to the plate. Kane Binge will go to work on him. First pitch is low. Pierce is playing the right field position. Here comes the next pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball to count even at one apiece. Broadcast reminder, a week from tonight, Greencastle Tiger Cubs come to town. We'll be on the air around 5:20 or so. If you don't hear it go on the air right at 5:20, don't panic. It's spring sports. You never know what time they'll get started. That pitch will hit the dirt for a ball, 2-1 the count. We were about 30 minutes late from the start time tonight. It's just the way it happens in spring sports. 2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch from Binge, and that's high. 3-1 the count. So again, Cole Pierce is your batter. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Northview leading 8-1 against North Putnam. The pitch, inside corner for a called strike, and the count is now full on Cole Pierce. The payoff pitch, That's high for ball four, and Pierce is on with the base on balls. So now for Northview, this will bring up Dylan Bohr. Bohr for Northview playing the, well, let's see, he's playing the, well, finding first base position. First pitch, a strike, 0-1 the count. Bohr steps up to the plate with Pierce, takes the lead at first. Here's the pitch. He reached for a low pitch, and he's going to make it in time. That's actually a good move. It's going to be a base hit. So Pierce will go to second. Bohr will get the hit and make it to first. And now with Northview threatening with two runners on, this will bring up Parker Johnson. So Johnson set to go. Benge delivers the pitch high and inside. Johnson is the right fielder now for Northview. That's a strike. So let's see. Did he enter for Osborne or Nevins? He did enter for Osborne. Oh, okay. That ball, that's a line drive down the third base line for Johnson. Runner rounding third, heading home. It's going to bring in, well, almost could have brought in two runs, but Northview will score. And the Knights take a 9-1 lead. So Cole Pierce will make it around the bases for the run. And that will be a double. My score sheet is a complete disaster right now with all these changes. So now Zentko will step in. Nice hard hit ball back to left field. Going back, back, back. And that's going to be trouble for North Putnam. One run will score. Two runs will score. That'll be a stand-up double for Dylan Zentko. And your Knights have taken an 11-1 lead. And that's what we like to see, especially when Coach Trout now decided to go with his second string of players, and they're being very effective on the field right now against the Cougars. And we like the fact they lead by 10 runs right now, which if they can hold that, especially through the top of the fifth, we'll have this game wrapped up in no time. That's my hope. Everybody wants to go home on a cool, cloudy night. Strike on the first pitch, and by the way, the batter is Cade Romke. The next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Northview's got a runner at second. That's Zentko. Nobody on the corners at first and third. And the 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2 the count. So 11-1 the score, Northview on top. Knights have gotten 12 hits tonight, one error. Nice hard hit ball, but that will be foul down the third baseline. North Putnam has one run, three hits, two errors so far tonight. North Putnam just got off to a rough start. Their original pitcher just really struggled on the mound, and he was taken out in the first. And this pitcher's actually doing a decent job, this Benge. But Northview bats have been hot, but there's a called strike. They caught Romke looking. He'll head back to the dugout with one down. And now this will bring up Keegan Garrison. So Garrison will step in with a runner at second, nobody on the corners. That ball hit the dirt, but a nice stop by the catcher. And that's Colton Thurston. Well, the junior high track meet's really gone wild. I can hear a lot of noise in the background. They've had a lot of competition since 5 o'clock. That pitch is high. 2-0 the count. Going to make it tough to pick the Wings player of the game tonight, I can tell you that. The 2-0 pitch. That ball smashed down toward the first baseman. He'll need some help from the pitcher, but they'll get it. There's two down. So now we'll go to the top of the order. Caleb Swearingen. Enjoyed following him during the basketball season this year. Zentko at third, nobody at first and second. And that first pitch, was that a strike or a ball? It was a strike, 0-1 the count. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Benj. Called strike, 0-2. Two down and a 1-2 count, or a 1-1 count, I should say. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Zentko trying to come in to score, but it won't matter as they'll throw Swearingen out over at first, and that will end the Northview threat. But in the inning, we did pick up a total of 3 runs. Let's see, they had a total of 1. What did we get? A couple of hits. 2 hits. There were no errors. We left one on. We've played 4 innings of baseball here at Northview High School. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Northview 11, North Putnam 1. Stay with us. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
The Hearing Aid Warehouse has been in business for 20 years in the Wabash Valley with a local Brazil office conveniently at 101 West National Avenue for the last 5 years. Locally owned and operated by Brazil residents Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin are committed to providing you with the very best service and prices on the latest hearing technology. Receive 50% off any hearing aid set with free lifetime service on any hearing aid purchase. Some exclusions apply. See office for details. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse today at 812-420-2326 because life can sound so sweet.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Northview High School, I'm Dave Crooks on WAMB, your home for timeless classics as well as Indiana Pacer basketball and, of course, the Northview Knights. 11-1 is our score as we go to the top of the fifth inning. So now the hope is that the Knights can hold them. If they can hold them for 3 outs and prevent North Putnam from scoring, we can call it a day and wrap this one up with a 10-run rule. This will bring up Evan, number 5. Oh, it's Davis. Okay, the batter is Davis now for North Putt. First pitch is a strike. Let's flip their roster over. Drew Davis is a senior. So Davis with an 0-1 count. Next pitch. That's a ball, 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike with nobody down here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Called strike. One and two the count. By the way, we do have a new pitcher for the Knights. I should point that out. Caleb Farkas now is your pitcher. here in this inning. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss on the next pitch, and Farkas strikes him out. So now with one down, this will bring up for the Cougars, number 21, and that's a different face. Dylan Binion, he's a senior for North Putnam. That pitch is outside. Who went to Farkas' spot in second? Okay, so Parker Johnson moves to second. And who went to right field for Johnson? Oh, Dylan Bohr. Okay. So then who went to first? Who? Zinko went there. Okay, back. Okay. We'll try to bring you up to date on this, but by the time I get to it, we might have three outs. let's hope. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. That's a ball, 2-0 the count. So defensively, you got Farkas on the mound for the Knights. Keegan Garrison still your catcher. Dylan Zinko back at first. Parker Johnson at second. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for a 3-1 count. Cole Pierce at third. Caleb Swearingen at short. Cade Romke in left. Tyler Timberman in center. Dylan Bohr in right field. And did he strike him out or did he walk? He walked him. Okay. So on with the base on balls. So North Putnam keeps their fifth inning alive.
Next up for the Cougars, number 7, Ethan Christie.
Ethan Christie will bat next. Both coaches are just making a lot of changes in tonight's game. It's solo broadcaster's worst nightmare to have all these changes. Oh, well, we're going to limp through it. We'll be fine. First pitch, a strike. 0-1 the count. One down here in the top of the fifth. If the Knights can prevent North Putnam from scoring and find a way to get the two more outs, this game will be over in five innings. The pitch, called strike, 0-2 the count. I'm just excited. There's likely we won't have a 12-inning game like the last one I called. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Oh, that's strike three, isn't it? Struck him out. Even the batter wasn't sure. So now North Putnam down to their final out here in the top of the fifth. If the Knights can hold them with this 10-run lead, 11-1 here in the top of the fifth. Cole Shoemaker is your batter. Called strike. What's that? Oh, I didn't catch that change. Thank you. Micah Smith is the batter now for North Putnam. Another change on the field. 1-1 the count with two down, a runner at first, nobody at second and third here in the top of the fifth. The 1-1 pitch. Got a piece of it for a foul ball, 1-2 the count. Boy, your guess is as good as mine on who to pick for the player of the game tonight. I don't know. This may be hard to do. 1-2 the count. Outside, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. That ball smashed down to the shortstop. Swearingen makes the throw to second to Johnson, and that will end the ball game. Your Northview Knights pick up a big win tonight in five innings. Your final score on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview 11, North Putnam 1. We'll come back to wrap it up after we take this timeout on WAMB.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter Cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do!
Not
That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Northview picks up the win tonight, 11-1 against North Putnam, and our Wings Etc. player of the game. And I tell you what, Wings Etc., great food, great times at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Adam Zipko is going to be our player of the game tonight. Not only did he get a couple of hits, he also pitched for a while and just overall had a really good game. So we're going to go with Adam Zipko as our Wings Etc. player of the game. Well, Northview now will be back on the radio next Tuesday night when Greencastle comes to town. We'll have the game on at around 5:20 or so here on WAMB.
You've been listening to Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Sue Goshen, H&R Block, Brazil. Lorenz Service, Brazil. The Hearing Aid Warehouse in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. WTHI TV 10. French Funeral Home. Park County REMC. Sonic Drive-In in Terre Haute. And Wings Etc. in Brazil. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Baseball on Timeless Classics. 1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 FM. WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.